I don't know how to say it any more plainly than this. Right now, the Boston Red Sox are striking out at the winter meetings. And it's not because the Yankees have done big things. It's not because the Yankees have acquired Giancarlo Stanton. It's because the Red Sox aren't doing anything right now to make their team better. Yes, tonight they are meeting with J.D. Martinez. Yes, they may, in fact, get J.D. Martinez. Maybe they'll get Eduardo Nunez. Maybe they'll make a big trade that we're not expecting. And maybe I'll be singing a different tune tomorrow. But right now, I am frustrated with what the Red Sox are doing at their winter meetings. The Red Sox have a need in the bullpen. And people look at me like I'm crazy when I say that. They remind me, Brady, did you see what Craig Kimbrell did last year? 40-plus saves, an ERA, you know, under 1.5. He was unhittable for 99/100 of the season. And all of that is true. And then they remind me again, Brady, this team had the number 2 bullpen ERA in baseball. They were only behind Cleveland in that category. There are so many other needs than the bullpen. And I'm here to tell you that I disagree. Bullpen pieces cannot be counted on from year to year. Even you look at the Yankees. The Yankees went out and they had Aroldis Chapman. And they had Dylan Betances. And we thought, oh, what a 1-2 that is. And Betances really faltered down the stretch last year. And they had to go out and get Tommy Canley. And they had to go out and make additional moves and get back David Robertson because Betances had gone to nothing. You just don't know with the bullpen. I mean, I'm going to tell, listen to this. I went back and looked at the numbers, 2015 through 17. So the last three seasons, I went back and looked the last three seasons at the bullpen ERA leaders in baseball. Only one team is in the top 5 every year of those three. Of those 3 years, only the Cleveland Indians are in the top 5 all 3 years. Okay? 2015, Pittsburgh, number 1 bullpen ERA in baseball. You know where they were in 2016? Out of the top 5. You know where they were in 2017? Out of the top 5. I mean, this is a volatile thing that we're dealing with. 2015 and 16, Baltimore, they're in the top 5. Why? Zach Britton's an awesome closer. He's great. Last year, hurt. You know where they are? Not in the top 5. So if you're going to bank on Craig Kimbrell being A, that healthy, and B, that dominant, I think you're playing a risky game, and that's not a game that I want to play. We're banking on Matt Barnes being really good again. I don't want to play that game. I want every opportunity to refortify my bullpen. And look, Tyler Thornburg is coming back, a guy who was supposed to be their ace operative out of the bullpen a season ago. He's coming back from that thoracic outlet syndrome surgery, and he should be ready for the spring. He should be ready for the season. But do we know that for a fact? No, because we haven't seen it. And oh, we also don't know that Carson Smith, who came back from Tommy John surgery and missed a year and a half, we don't know that he's going to be the guy we thought they were getting when they acquired him from Seattle 2 off seasons ago. Maybe they'll both turn out to be great, and maybe that will answer any questions in the bullpen. But as I sit here and watch Greg Holland about to get signed and Anthony Swarzak get signed, and I sit here and see Brian Shaw, a guy that MLB trade rumors predicted you to sign, as I see Pat Neshek, all of them off the board or very close to being off the board, even Juan Nicasio, who some of you guys haven't even heard of, but guys with good numbers, all of these guys that could make a difference, they're all about to be scooped up, and the Red Sox aren't in on any of them. You cannot just sit back on your laurels and on your reputation from a season ago because the bullpens, they don't work that way. Ask the 2015 Pirates, number 1 bullpen ERA, not there anymore. Ask the 2015 Royals, number 2 bullpen ERA. And then what do you get? Well, you lose a guy, and Greg Holland's hurt, and they leave, and Kelvin Herrera's hurt, and he's not the same, and Joaquin Soria. It just happens to the bullpen. And as the bullpen gets more important because starters get paid more and starters don't go as deep into games and as analytics take over and they don't want you going through the third time through the order, what do you need? You need as many good bullpen arms as you can possibly have. And right now the Red Sox aren't stockpiling them, and that frustrates me. That really frustrates me. And even if you get J.D. Martinez, and I'll be happy about that for the Boston fans, the Red Sox need a power bat in the middle of their lineup, and they could use a power right-handed bat to complement Andrew Benintendi and to complement Rafael Devers. And you're going to put him with Mookie Betts and you get 2 righties and 2 lefties. I love that. But if you don't have the bullpen in place, the bullpen is what you need now. The bullpen is, if you want to hit home runs because you think you need that, you do in this game, in this day and age of baseball. What else do you need? You need a shutdown bullpen. And right now the Red Sox are making no efforts to go out and improve theirs, and that bothers me.